This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been a constant in this whole debt ceiling thing. You know, while equities traders, stocks, that is, have been buying and selling on every scrap of news, the bond market has been subdued till just about now, the past couple of days. Big financial firms are starting to sell off their short-term treasury debt, government bonds that mature conveniently around the time the debt ceiling deadline is due to expire. And that is not necessarily a good thing, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now from New York.
Let's start here at the ATM. Now, people do this every day, go to the ATM to get cash to buy things. And banks, well, they have to keep up. A bank might have lent out the money I'm trying to take out. So sometimes, every day actually, banks have to borrow money from each other to square up. Now, when they borrow, guess what they use as collateral?
U.S. government two-week obligation, a T-bill.
That's Mark Spindell with Potomac River Capital. Banks use those T-bills not just to help me with my shopping. They use it to let people make payroll or lend mortgages.
The market provides all sorts of liquidity and grease for sort of much larger, much longer-term transactions.
So what happens if banks can't use short-term U.S. Treasury debt? What happens when the grease in the engine starts to run out?
That can quickly have, you know, a dramatic effect on their ability to carry out their day-to-day business.
That's Eric Parnell, founder of Gehring Wealth Management. First, he says interest rates would rise because banks would have to work harder to borrow money. And you know they're going to pass those costs on. Second, banks might have to sell off other assets to get cash.
It could be short-term corporate paper. It could be longer-term bonds. It could actually even be stocks or precious metals.
And here's the kicker. If all the banks do that, then those assets fall in price, which means the bank's books start to look real bad, which means they won't want to lend, not to each other and not to me and you. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.